Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. You know, I always like to start with something interesting. And ZipRecruiter, they actually have a job listed as, get this, work from home fraud call center agent. So I'm sitting there going like, is this like a job for a scammer? And they say that the average salary is $51,116 a year or $25 an hour. Well, I read on, and then the work from home fraud call center agent, they're actually jobs to prevent fraud, being an investigator in these cases. Yeah, I had a bit of a blonde moment right there. Hey, speaking of, I always like to pass along tech life hacks. Now, think about this one. What if you change the name on your account to probably fraud with your cell phone company? That way you can call anyone you want and just leave a message without any risk that they would actually pick up the phone. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's, of course, the Kim Komando Show, because after all, I'm Kim Komando. Funny how that works. America's beloved digital goddess. It's the largest, most trusted show about all things digital. And get ready to level up your tech knowledge, folks, because everything that we interact with, think about this, from the phone in our pockets to the fridge in our kitchens, it all just falls under this massive umbrella that we call technology. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you have a question, you're just too dang shy to come on a big national radio show or a big podcast, I get that. Just head over to the website, that's komando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, every single day, yes, 7 days a week, I visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on all things digital. And this is part of the show where I talk about maybe the top five tech news stories that you haven't heard about. Like, for example, number one, millions of Americans are carrying around smartphone apps with direct ties to communist China. And why you should get rid of them is pretty obvious, but which apps are on the hit list? Well, first of all, TikTok. TikTok is not the only app with direct links to communist China. There's also Lemon8 and CapCut, which is a video and photo sharing software. Like TikTok, guess what? They're all owned by ByteDance, is in Beijing, and is also required by Chinese law to turn over all their data to the Chinese Communist Party. Then there's also this widely popular app called Cam Scanner. It's a text and image recognition app, does document scanning. By the way, you don't need it because you have a scanner built in. Apple, you're going to be using the Notes app on your iPhone. And if you're on Android, use Google Drive. Then there's TurboVPN. Now, this is really, really frightening to me because you always think like, oh, I'm going to use a VPN to protect my privacy and make sure that everything's encrypted. Well, TurboVPN has been downloaded more than 100 million times in the United States. The company has Communist Party officials on their board of directors. Definitely want to get rid of that one, too. Shein and Temu both sell just crap from China and all other parts of the world. Let me tell you, you may not always get what's advertised. And if you look at the BB ratings, oh my gosh, like 2.1 on Temu, which is pretty horrible. And if you do want to get a refund, I saw a lot of folks who said they just never got that refund. So all these apps should be banned in the United States. And until they are, just do us all a favor, ban them from your phone. Number two on our list is ChatGPT. Yeah, it's a phenomenon that's sweeping the country. ChatGPT has made the jobs of some employees who work from home super easy, that they're actually taking on multiple jobs with multiple employers, and no one knows until now. They actually have a term for themselves. They call themselves overemployed. They hold 2, 3, or even 4 full-time jobs working from home, just fooling all their employers into believing that just one job has the employee's complete and full attention. Without question, of course, this is cheating. The employees are using ChatGPT to write reports and write letters. sometimes pushing off 90% of the work to ChatGPT. And then, of course, each employer believes that that employee is working exclusively for them. Now, the dangers of this just can't be overemphasized. ChatGPT is far from foolproof, and it just cannot be considered reliable. So how much work contains false and inaccurate information is anyone's guess. And by the way, OpenAI, this is such a problem that on their website, they have a place for you to actually check to see if what some work has submitted is actually ChatGPT or what they generated themselves. Now, let me tell you, my job allows me to work from home from time to time, but I still like to go to the office. Why? I like the idea of surrounding myself with some company. Yeah, okay. Number three on our list of five things. Before you begin using ChatGPT in your business, I want you to listen up. Because if you're turning to this AI chatbot to write business letters, compile reports, and even draft legal documents, it's tempting. I know that firsthand. But before you do, I want you to sit back and put on your thinking cap. Consider most of your business dealings are confidential. Bloomberg News reports that companies using AI tools like ChatGPT are putting confidential customer data, intellectual property, source codes, programming codes, and trade secrets at risk, and it could leave your business vulnerable to data leaks and maybe even lawsuits. This is why Citibank, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America, they have already banned ChatGPT from being used in its workplace. So using ChatGPT to generate, say, press releases, non-confidential documents, that's fine. But just remember, this is super important. Anything confidential that ChatGPT processes for you could very well end up in material that it creates for others, up to and including your competition. Number four on our list of five things is e-bikes' hidden deadly danger. I know there are e-bikes everywhere. So the big question is, are they safe? Not if you ask the New York City Fire Department. Get this, since New Year's Day, in New York City alone, 25 e-bike fires have caused multiple injuries and two deaths. More precisely, it's being caused by the bike's lithium-ion batteries, where most of them are made in China, where we all know consumer safety laws are all but non-existent. So New York's fire commissioner says e-bikes are, and I'm quoting him now, incredibly dangerous devices. Just a few days ago in Queens, an e-bike being charged near the home's front door just exploded. The firefighters took only 3 minutes to arrive, but the fire spread so quickly that unfortunately two kids died. And here's your first clue. Never charge an e-bike indoors or near your home's exit. The other thing to remember is this. Electric car manufacturers, they always say that you should never charge an EV in a closed garage. Isn't that something? That's where most of us put our chargers. So you have to apply that to e-bikes too. I know, it's just a vicious cycle. And finally this, last coming in at number five. Wow, let's talk about the ultimate drone. DJI, the world's most popular drone maker, they truly have pulled out all the stops in releasing their most advanced drone ever. The problem is, I don't know how many of us can actually afford it. So get this, DJI's newest drone comes with an 8K camera with five interchangeable lenses. That's really huge. This means it can shoot scenes for just a TV, motion picture with clarity and fine detail that's probably equal to or better than anything else available today. So if you want sweeping scenes of the Grand Canyon, you want to just zoom around all of Chicago, you want to get breathtaking views of the Rockies, this is your drone. It's called the DJI Inspire 3. It comes with, they say, a future-proof camera called the Zenmus 898K. Okay, future-proof. What does that mean? Future-proof means that there's nothing coming in the near future that can ever surpass its images. So licensed drone pilots, they can fly this drone. This is really amazing to me. Up to 10 miles away. Wow, that's such a long time, such a long distance. And now the harsh reality. Something this advanced, yeah, it's pricey. It's expensive. So how much do you think it costs? Anybody? All right. Try just under $18,000. But, you know, think about this. It's still far below what Hollywood pays for today's lesser quality drones. And, yeah, I know it's a Chinese company, DJI, banned from military and government use. And I could drone on all day about how we need an American company with this type of tech that just doesn't track and report back to China. All right, coming up, I've got some great tips on how you can eliminate noisy distractions that are waking you up when you're trying to sleep. We have some apps that are tracking your location that you may not have thought of. And speaking of location, I have some hidden Google Map tricks that you're going to love and you're going to use time and time again. And then later on, burner phones. Are they just for bad guys and gals? Not anymore. And of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And before we start all of your phone calls, I just want to say a huge thank you so much. And we launched our new newsletters. We're calling them Komando 2.0 newsletters. And if you have gotten our newsletters in the past and you hated them or you've never gotten them, I invite you to try them and you will be astounded. You will be amazed. These are, I think, the best newsletters on the entire internet. Yes, they are. And I'm not just saying it because I'm behind it. It really is truly, it's truly, truly great stuff. So sign up right now. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And it's free. You can unsubscribe at any time if you want. And we're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. Again, check it out right now while you're thinking about it. Just go to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right, let's start with Kayla in Abilene, Texas.
Okay, I had some complications with my Facebook beginning of last year. And ran into a friend and mentioned what had happened, and he referred me to you. So my Facebook was hacked. Didn't really care about it until the person that hacked it started posting private photos of mine on the internet, like trying to scam my family members.
So when you say private photos, were they naked pictures of you?
Yes.
Okay, and then were these like in a hidden folder on your Facebook account?
They were probably in like messages.
Okay. All right. So Facebook Messenger or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. I got it. Okay. All right. And so whoever hacked you got a hold of these private photos, and then what did they do?
Well, it was a scam from the get-go. That's how I got hacked. And turns out they're using my profile to scam other people. So I'm assuming that the photos are being put on there so people, it's sickening. It's just sickening.
And I'm sure that you've reported this to Facebook?
I have. And I even reported it for everything that I could. You know, they were their own individual reports. And never heard anything. Family members would get on there and tell people, like, this has been hacked, this isn't her, and nothing.
God, how devastating this must be for you.
Yes.
Right? God, very horrible. Are they still active in the account?
Last I heard, yes.
What happens when you go to your profile? What do you see there?
I haven't been on there in a while. They blocked my husband because he got on there and was saying some things, like trying to get him to give it back to me. And so I can't look at it unless I'm with somebody that isn't blocked.
I see.
But last time I was on there, it was a photo of just me or maybe me and my kids, that kind of thing. But posting pictures that I've already posted, saying stuff.
have there been any threats?
I feel like a family member has told me that individual was threatening I'm not sure what, but I'd have to.
The reason, okay, the only reason I ask if there's threats is that if you feel that you, your family, your kids' personal safety is in jeopardy, then that's where you involve law enforcement. And you contact the local police department, you give them any type of evidence that you have, screenshots, you name it, and then see if there's something that they can do to get through to Facebook. I don't want you to think that you're alone in this. I mean, this is happening all the time on Facebook. I mean, it really is. I'm getting emails and because there's just so many scammers out there. And let's be honest, you know, Facebook, they just don't care. They don't care.
No.
There is a workaround, and the workaround involves you going and signing up to Meta, which that's a company who owns Facebook, right? You go to Meta and you say, you know what? I'm willing to pay $15 a month to have my Facebook account verified. And so you go through all the steps to get it verified. And while you're doing this, hopefully you can convince them, because you do get an 800 number to speak to a person, okay, that this is horrible and they need to make it stop. Okay. We'll give you the address where you can sign up for that and see if it's available in your part of the world. You can also reach out to Facebook on social media and try to embarrass them in the public policy type of standpoint, meaning saying, you know, at Facebook, you know, why can't I ever get any help to get my account taken down? Now, if that doesn't work, I have a friend of the show who's a forensic cyber stalking, getting rid of these type of situations. That doesn't work. We can hook you up with him. His name's Rico. And maybe there's something that Rico can do. But what I'd like for you to do is to think about, has there been any threats? Leave a message out on their social media. Try to sign up to be this Meta verified. That's where you get that stupid blue check. But in your case, that blue check would be really important because this way you can get your account back. And if that doesn't work, just reach back out to us, Kayla, and we'll take it to the next level here at the Kim Komando Show. Hey, let me tell you, there are folks online advertising that they can hack into your Facebook account and get all your stuff back. All right. Does it really work? I have never heard of anyone paying another scammer to unlock their Facebook account when it was done by another scammer in the first place. So don't be tempted to do that. All right, let's talk about when you're trying to sleep. Your phone is pinging, it's buzzing, it's vibrating, and sometimes you just need a rest from all these notifications, especially when you're trying to get a good quality nap in or you just want to sleep at least for 6 to 8 hours. Now, over 50% of folks sleep right next to their phones. Now, of course, these devices are disruptive. You know how it goes. You're just right in the middle of that great dream where you're on that tropical island and you're like, oh, I just love it here. And then suddenly you hear like ding, and it's like you got a text. And you're like, oh, who could that be? Well, here's what you want to do. This is how I have my phone set up too. Disable notifications while you sleep. So if you have an iPhone, it has something called focus mode. This allows you to say what specific apps or contacts are allowed to notify you. So like, for example, maybe your mom and dad, maybe your kids. So if they text you in the middle of the night, that may be something really important. You might want to know about that. Then once you have it set up, you can just say to your phone, set sleep focus mode, and then you can just go to sleep. It happens all inside your settings, and there's a focus option there. On Android, you're going to go into control notifications and under do not disturb. And there you can also customize all the settings. Again, it's focus or do not disturb. Hey, listen, stay right where you are. We have some Google Map trips, more of your phone calls on the Kim Komando Today podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So when you're looking at your smartphone and you start looking inside your settings, you're like, oh my gosh, all these apps have access to my location. I'm like, well, why do they all need location services turned on? Well, of course, for example, Google Maps. It only works if you give it your location. and your phone's apps, they send off location data to companies every single second. But which apps actually need to know this information? Well, think Uber, Postmates, they all have good reasons. They have to use your location to provide a service back to you. So to identify which apps deserve your location, you want to start thinking about their use. Uber, yes, of course, they need your location to pick you up. A weird quiz app? I don't think so. That flashlight? No, it doesn't need your location either. So once you've figured out which ones don't need your location, head into your phone's permissions. On your iPhone, you're going to open your settings, then just scroll down, then you're going to see privacy. Open location services, just take a look at all the apps you want to change the settings for. Now on Android, pretty much the same deal. You're going to go into settings and apps and then check the app that you want to change the permissions for too. Just toggle that on or off. So again, it's pretty clear which apps actually need your location. Just think delivery, navigation, rideshare apps. All right, let's see. Back to the phones we go with Melissa in Denver, Colorado.
Hi, great to talk to you. I appreciate so much taking your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
I am a mom of a 25-year-old son on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
And one of the, well, there's many issues we deal with, but one of the ones that has been coming up quite a bit lately is how to keep him safe on his phone and internet with online dating and, you know, girls offering to be his girlfriend for a $200 gift card and getting, and at the same time, allowing him to
have some autonomy,
continue to grow in his independence. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, these kids with autism, especially the kids that were diagnosed in the early 90s, these issues are all just starting to come up now. And I think for the younger 10-year-olds and whatever, we may have it figured out. But the parents of my friends who are with these young 20-year-olds are experiencing this all new. Added to the complication is most of us are getting old and we're not as tech savvy as we should be.
Right. So, it's a difficult place because you want him to to be able to have some type of independence, as you said, but he's susceptible for scams and susceptible.
So vulnerable.
Yeah,
so
to
vulnerable.
For people to take advantage of him. And there are so many scumbags on the internet. It's just crazy.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And
I take it that he doesn't. Does he live with you?
He just recently moved into a subsidized apartment.
Okay.
We do have conservatorship over him for financial, medical.
Okay.
He's not able to sign a contract. So I monitor like his bank account 3 times a day. Doesn't have overdraft protection, so he can't spend very much money. I can prevent those things from happening. But he got a new phone at Christmas, and unfortunately for my son, he has 3 sisters, older sisters, so it's like he has 4 moms. And one of them was getting his new phone up and going and found, you know, a bunch of sites he had been on that were
enough said.
I
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
help.
So first of all, on the bank account, is that you can, if you just as a side note, and then we'll talk about the internet stuff, is that you can probably figure out a way if you call them that anytime a transaction is made on that account, you get a text or an email. So this way you don't need to physically go check the account. Anytime any activity is done on that account, you should be able to get notified of that. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And so now let's talk about at his house. There's a router by the name of Circle, and it's called, if you go to meetcircle.com, it's actually owned by Disney.
Okay.
And this is where it allows you to control where he can go on the internet using his computer at his house. Or the television.
Okay.
And so you can block certain sites. You can get reports. You can actually log on and see where he's going, what he's doing in real time.
That's great, because right now he's savvy enough to know to clear his history.
Okay. So you're going to get, like, you can get a full 30-day breakdown in your inbox, weekly, daily, whatever you want to get. You can block porn. You can look at any type of social media that he's doing. There's YouTube monitoring. You can also set a schedule for him on when he's allowed to use the internet. Okay. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it's about $120 a year. If you already have a router, you can add the software, but if you need a new router, just buy the whole shebango. Now, with his phone, it's kind of the same thing, is that you're going to have to put some type of parental control on that phone.
Right now, we have it set up like a minor account, which is good, except for if he wants to download an app, and he has to contact me and get permission. Exactly.
Well, you know, and that's just not enough, really.
No, it's not.
So that's why you need to get, let me give you a couple of names. Bark is one.
Okay.
Another one is called Custudio, and it's spelled with a Q, Q-S-U-D-I-O, Custudio or Bark. And just like we talked about the router reporting and the limitations and notifications and, you know, things like that you'll see in real time, is that when you have this on his phone, is that you'll be able to get all these reports and you'll be able to see everything along the way too. So it's very challenging what you're dealing with. And my heart goes out to you because it's, you know, this is your son and you want to give him independence, but we want to make sure that we put some controls on that. And so he doesn't get taken advantage of. Absolutely. And so I'll put some links together for you that I just mentioned, and we'll put that in the Q&A forum. Just make a note. Over at commando.com inside the community. So if you go to commando.com/community, hit the forum, Q&A forum, and then inside there's a folder that says show questions, and that's where I'll put these links to everything that I just mentioned. So in case you're like, oh, what did she say? And I don't remember the name of that, that's where you'll find it. And if you have any questions whatsoever after this, Melissa, or any of your friends, make sure that you tell them, you know, I'm here for you, and we're here to solve problems and to help everybody's digital life get a heck of a lot better, including your sons.
Hey, you know, there are just tons of websites that are focused on parents and helping kids with autism, like Autism Speaks, the Autism Society, and also Autism Now, that are three that directly come into mind. All right, let's go ahead and do a great tip. And this week it's about hidden map secrets, and it's brought to us by Cozy Earth. All right, Google Maps. It's not like there's a manual that says, oh, these are all the great things that Google Maps can do. No, that's why you depend upon us here at the Kim Komando Show and Komando.com to bring you up to date and know you, and teach you all these wonderful things. So let's start at number one. You can plan ahead and save gas. So like, for example, if you know you're going to be traveling, say, from Chicago to Bloomington, and you want to know when the traffic is going to be the least, you can go ahead and do that. You're just going to say in the departure or arrival time, and then it will tell you the optimum time for you to leave. You can also find cheaper gas inside Google Maps. A lot of people don't realize that. Just swipe your finger along the map or the bottom of the screen and then take a look at view list of gas stations in list form. If you have an EV, you can find a place to charge that car. You can also reserve a seat for dinner. This is new to Google Maps. Of course, you can look up a restaurant and see reviews and get photos and directions and stuff like that. But you also now can make reservations. Which, speaking of restaurants, you can also avoid the mob. It will tell you like when times are really crazy at wherever you're going. Now, if you're going to be traveling around, say, in Europe, just know that you can use Google Maps in offline mode. So this way, you're not going to be looking at any roaming or data fees along the way. And this coming in finally at number 7, you can avoid the tolls. Google Maps gives you the option of avoiding toll roads when you're requesting driving directions. Now, if you missed any of that, you want to look at them again, or if you need the exact steps on how to do any of that, just head over to commando.com and you want to search for hidden map tricks and secrets. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as burner phones. Are they good for more than just criminals? Yes, the answer is. I'll tell you more about it on the Kim Komando Today podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back to the phones we go with Lewis in Austin, Texas.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my question. I have a quick question, and that is it safe to purchase a Microsoft product key online And if so, who do you recommend? And do you know whether they last for a while or, of course, if they're legitimate, yeah, too?
That's always the big problem, Lewis, is that you don't want to get taken, right?
Correct.
And then you download this Microsoft key and maybe it works for 2 weeks, maybe it works for 2 months. And then suddenly it's like, oh, it was stolen. Then Microsoft found out and then locked it all down, right? The best place to buy it is, of course, at Microsoft. It does get expensive. Is this just for you?
Yes.
Okay. A Microsoft Office Pro program over at Microsoft is about $450. Okay. Now, you do have different options if you do need to use. Do you need to use Microsoft Office?
Yes.
Okay. So if you do need to use Office, they have Microsoft 365 Personal. And so that's where you get Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher, even Microsoft Access. I don't know who uses that anymore, but I guess a whole bunch of people do. And then you get 1 terabyte drive storage for $7 a month or $70 a year.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Now, what you can also do is that if you really want to buy the program, and we can give you a link to this, is on Amazon.com, Microsoft has their store right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download the Microsoft Home and Student. It's just for one PC, and you get, you know, a whole Microsoft Office suite, and it's $150. And so your options are basically you can buy the Office Pro from Microsoft. You can get 365 as far as a license, or you can download from Amazon. And I know that if you just Google and you say Microsoft Office cheap download, that all these sites pop up and they all say it's legit. But, you know, I don't want you to get a bad link. So that's why I'm recommending the legitimate known places for you to get this Microsoft Office key. Now, the reason why I asked if you actually had to use Microsoft Office, Lewis, is that there are some free options like LibreOffice. I don't know if you've ever tried that. Looks, works, and feels just like Microsoft Office, and it's free. And then, of course, you have Google Docs, and a whole Google account gives you everything that you need in Microsoft Office, as well as both of those free options will allow you to import and export Microsoft Office files, too. So if you don't necessarily have to use Microsoft Office, then you might want to look at some of these freebie options. I'll tell you, those free Office apps are really good. If you've never tried them and you don't need Microsoft Office, I'll tell you, it's definitely worth it. We actually use Google Workspace at the Kim Komando Show. All right, Jim in Fargo, Minnesota. Hi there, Jim.
Well, I run a small business and currently use QuickBooks to do my accounting. I use a desktop version. And here towards the end of May, they are going to force us over to the online version, the subscription version. And I'm just really looking for maybe if there's an alternative to that than subscribing to their online version.
So what kind of business do you have?
So we run a service business. We conduct auction sales, both live and online auctions, sell everything from household items to real estate and pretty much anything in between.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the strangest thing you've ever auctioned, Jim?
Oh, man, 38 years of doing it. There's been a few. Probably most recently, we were contracted to sell a runway cleaning broom that sweeps runways for airports. And so we marketed that and sold it on one of our online auctions.
That's funny. Okay, that's something that I never thought that I would ever hear anybody say that they bought or sold, quite frankly. But
That was one of the more unusual pieces, yes.
All right, so QuickBooks. Yeah, a lot of people are upset at QuickBooks right now. And there are some different options. There's a free option called GNU Cash. It's been around forever. That's GNU Cash. And it's designed for small businesses. It has invoicing, expense tracking, it has reports. And because it's free and open source and it's been around for a really long time, Jim, is that there are tons of tutorials on YouTube on how to set it up and how to use it. So you might want to check that one out. There's also another one called Wave. And this one is a little bit more sophisticated, I guess you'd say, than GNU Cash. But it, too, is designed for small businesses and has invoicing, reporting, expense tracking. You know, they all pretty much do the same thing. And if you wanted to pay, but you didn't want to pay QuickBooks, but you want to keep everything up in the cloud, that's where FreshBooks seems to be getting a lot of gold stars. So a couple of options for you. There's GNU Cash for for you to check out. There's Wave and then also FreshBooks. So does that help you out today?
Yeah, it certainly does. I'll check them out.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your call today, Jim. Yes, another happy listener and caller for the Kim Komando Show. You know, speaking of accounting, my dad once had two of his very attractive sisters, and they worked in the accounting office at the same company. It was really something. It was the Department of Fine Ants. I know, that was bad. Hey, just a quick reminder that if you're not getting the free Kim Komando Show newsletters, here's the drill. We have the morning edition that brings you up to date on all the tech news. We have the afternoon edition that are all about these tech life hacks that you're going to say, why didn't anybody tell me about this before? And then also we have security alerts whenever they happen, at least once a week. So this way you're up to date on the latest data breach or credit card or scam or whatever else may be going on out there in the internet wild west. And again, to sign up, head over to getkim.com. They're 100% free. You can unsubscribe at any time. And again, that address is getkim.com. Just try it out. I think you're really going to love our newsletters like the other 400,000 people do every single day. That address is getkim.com. All right, burner phones. They have a pretty bad reputation, but the truth is, you don't have to be a criminal, you don't have to be a person on the run to actually need one. Now, burner phones are this. Maybe you haven't heard of them before. These are really cheap phones that you pay for that come with a specific amount of minutes. There's no physical address to them, and so the whole idea is that you can't trace them down and you don't know who is actually using them. Now, the truth is that, just remember, whenever you buy a burner phone, you're going to buy it primarily in a store that has video cameras all over. So don't think if you just buy a burner phone that you're totally anonymous. But a lot of criminals are using them because they can just toss them in the fire when they're up to no good. But there are practical uses, too. You can use them for the same reason. Maybe you just want privacy. So say, for example, you need to put a phone number online. That opens up the opportunity for you to get spam calls and texts from all kinds of weirdos on your personal cell. So what you want to do is get a burner to post online instead. This way, no one can track you with that number. Or how about this? What if you're the type of person you always forget your phone? Well, you might want to get a burner phone and just put it in your car in your purse, because this way you always have access to emergency services. So this way you always stay on top of things. Hey, do me a solid and tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, and you can find me at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.